Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. The Soul of Business with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Soul of Business on Money FM at 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero for the Workday Afternoon. Singapore's two main ports are both testbeds for green technology, be it an AI-driven smart multi-energy system at Jurong Port or electric cranes and automated guided vehicles at PSA Container. All these are necessary steps towards a holistic decarbonisation effort beyond new fuels. We are joined on the phone by Tam Wai Wah, Senior Director, Chief Engineer, Engineering and Project Management, Chief Sustainability Officer, Sustainability Office, Maritime and Port Authority of Singapore, to tell us more. Wai Wah, welcome to the show.
Hi, Clarissa. Firstly, thank you for having me on the program. Happy to be here.
It's absolutely our pleasure, particularly since we are just ahead of the Singapore Maritime Week 2021. So let's jump right into it. Why is it that decarbonisation cannot be tackled with a singular focus on clean fuels, but requires a holistic perspective shift in terms of port operations, talent development, digitalization, and industry co-creation?
Well, to answer your question, I would just like to start by sharing that with the growing concern on the contribution of greenhouse gases to global warming, The International Maritime Organization requires that the international shipping sector halve its greenhouse gas emissions by 2050 compared to 2008 level. And Singapore supports this IMO 2050 goal. Now, over the past few years, the maritime sector is playing actively its part to reduce the carbon emissions by adopting cleaner fuels. For example, shipping companies are looking to use cleaner fuels such as LNG, and the Port of Singapore has also been actively building its capabilities for LNG bunkering operations to support this transition. Now, to us, clean fuels are but one piece of the puzzle when it comes to maritime sustainability. This is because as we explore options for clean energy, the workforce will also need to be trained and upskilled for the new processes and systems implemented. Next, how we power our ports also carries significant environmental impact, and hence we also need to think of how to digitalize our port operations efficiently. However, we also understand that it is not possible for us to make an instantaneous switch to clean fuels. And for this to happen, we will need to ensure that the infrastructure are ready and business operations and practices can support this. For example, the use of electricity or hydrogen in shipping involves a massive overhaul in the operations and infrastructure. We will need to involve many stakeholders in the entire ecosystem to make this possible. And they can include researchers, technology solution providers, fuel suppliers, energy makers, and even the banks.
It's interesting. There are so many aspects of bringing about decarbonisation in the maritime industry. About a year ago, I spoke to the head of one of the largest shipping companies in the world, and he said, even as large as they were, if not everyone buys in, it's not going to happen. Do you agree with that statement?
Well, yes and no, because as the decarbonisation drives and programs progresses, many of us understand the importance of climate change, right? That leads to the sea level rise and so on. And decarbonization is now a very important initiative that we have to implement within Singapore. And sooner or later, I feel that many of the people or within the industry will recognize that it's their duty, not only the duty and responsibility, to play a very important role in our programs as well to decarbonize the sector as part of their company activities or even their programs.
Right. Now, let's talk about some of these initiatives beyond clean fuels. Singapore is championing maritime sustainability. What more is in the pipeline for Singapore to meet IMO's 2050 target?
Now, one of the key priority areas for the Maritime and Port Authority of Singapore is decarbonisation. and we are working very hard to position Singapore well for long-term maritime sustainability. Well, for example, in 2011, MPA launched the Maritime Singapore Green Initiative, where we pledged up to $100 million to help companies adopt clean and green shipping practices. This initiative comprises four programs, namely the Green Ship Program, Green Port Program, Green Energy and Technology Program, and lastly, Green Awareness Program. These four programs underscore Singapore's commitment as a responsible flag and port state to reduce harmful emissions from shipping activities. Information, the Maritime Green Initiative has led to many successful innovations, such as electric-powered automated port equipment, as well as the research and adoption of clean fuels. For LNG bunkering, we have also reached a new milestone in March this year by completing Asia's first ship-to-ship LNG bunkering operation with simultaneous cargo operations in the port of Singapore. And we are also on track to becoming a leading hub for LNG bunkering in Asia. Digitalization. The digitalization of our operation also plays a key role in our sustainability efforts. And in 2019, MPA launched Digital Port at SG, which is a one-stop portal for regulatory transactions. Phase one of Digital Port SG streamlines vessels, immigration, and port health clearances across multiple agencies into a single application by consolidating 16 separate forms. As a result, the industry can save up to 100,000 man-hours per year. Now, MPA is also developing the Maritime Singapore Decarbonization Blueprint 2050 in partnership with industry stakeholders. This blueprint will chart out decarbonization strategies to mitigate Singapore's maritime transport emissions and to reduce greenhouse gas emissions from international shipping. Now, as part of the blueprint, MPA has also worked with the private and government partners to set up Maritime Green Future Fund with an initial funding of $40 million to direct and accelerate efforts in decarbonization R&D and solutions for sustainable maritime transport. Now, we have also upcoming activities. Now, at the coming Singapore Maritime Week from 19th to 23rd of April 2021, industry experts and thought leaders will be gathering to discuss how the industry is pushing new frontiers in a post-pandemic world with a closer collaboration to enable resilient operations, deeper adoption of digital solutions, a renewed focus on maritime decarbonization, and increased emphasis on developing a future-ready maritime workforce. Now, we will be unveiling new initiatives during the Singapore Maritime Week that will land a stronger push on our maritime decarbonization efforts. They will include a few announcements, right, such as the International Advisory Panel, which will announce a set of recommendations for Maritime Singapore to support decarbonization of the industry. We will also be announcing Phase 2 of our Digital Port at SG, which will progressively roll out a just-in-time module for our port stakeholders, such as ship owners, agents, terminal operators, and marine service providers. And this will shorten the turnaround time of ships calling at the Port of Singapore and also increase the port efficiency and, last but not least, reduce the business cost for stakeholders.
Okay, it sounds like Singapore has already made some significant progress in building sustainability into port development. How are Singapore's ports integrating green technologies? Could you tell us more about that?
In our 12th next generation port development, for example, now sustainability is integral to the master planning and construction of the next generation port at Tuas. Prior to reclamation, MPA conducted environmental impact assessments to ensure that marine habitats will be protected. We implemented a program to relocate affected corals with the help of NGOs and volunteers. We also reused stretch materials when building transport, which resulted in cost savings for the government. Now, our transport will be the world's largest fully automated container terminal. When fully completed in the 2040s, it will consolidate all container port operations at a single location and be capable of handling up to 65 million TEUs per annum. Now, by doing so, that is by consolidating all container handling facilities at Tuas, it will significantly reduce inter-terminal haulage operations and greenhouse gas emissions. In addition, transport will also use automated technology to carry out its key operations, boosting features such as automated wharf and dock functions and full electric automated guided vehicles. It will also be highly digitalized to optimize processes and enhance information flow and sharing.
How can we then, with our ports, take the lead on proactive environmental stewardship and pointing the way towards cleaner, greener shipping terminals for the future?
Well, we are trying to, first and foremost, to for a greener future for the maritime sector, we need people, we need talent, right? To continue attracting and developing local maritime talent, we work actively and closely with the Workforce Singapore and maritime companies to provide fresh and recent graduates with traineeships to develop industry-relevant skills and experience. Now, via the Maritime Cluster Fund, MPA also provides co-funding support for maritime professionals attending short and certifiable courses. And these supported courses include ones related to sustainability, such as LNG bunkering, decarbonization in shipping, and sustainable marine operations. These training opportunities will allow maritime professionals to gain new skills and continually update their knowledge related to sustainability. Now, maritime industry has a variety of sustainability-related job roles. Even individuals not from a maritime background can join the sector and contribute to our decarbonization efforts. Some of our maritime-related courses in local institutes of higher learning have also started building in modules relating to sustainability and environment, thus helping to create awareness of these topics. Last but not least, under the skills framework for sea transport, we have also indicated information on new emerging skills, such as environmental compliance, data analytics, and technology integration. This serves as a common skills development and career planning guide that will help companies and workers better respond to technological advancement and changing business needs. We hope this will actually spur up the maritime sector and attract more people or talent into the maritime sector in the future.
It already sounds like you're doing a lot of different things to nurture the pipeline of talent, to recognize the importance of sustainability in port work and in the work that they choose.
Yes.
Now, how do you make it sexy?
Well, we will depend. Well, it all depends. There are a lot of opportunities in the maritime sector that can attract a lot of talent into the industries. We have a lot of challenges in terms of digitalization and even decarbonization initiatives that can actually carry the imagination across for all our talented people to join us and to create innovations to tackle all these challenges. Hopefully, they can actually be transited into solutions for the next generation to benefit.
You know, I have to say, for the record, my first job was in the maritime industry. I learned more in that industry than I have learned in any other industry within the course of a year that I still use in my job experiences today. So it is actually a very sexy industry. I was just teasing you. I've enjoyed this conversation very much. We've been speaking with Tam Wai Wah, Senior Director, Chief Engineer, Engineering and Project Management, Chief Sustainability Officer, Sustainability Office, Maritime and Port Authority of Singapore. Thank you for the time. Thank you very much for the insight. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you, Clarissa.
I'm Clarissa Montero for the Workday Afternoon. You are on Money FM 89.3, Singapore's most influential radio station.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.